Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hi there. Welcome. Yeah. We were just watching Rob suddenly realize that it was time to turn on the mics and lunging across the room.
But he's a professional.
He's a professional. Don't try this at home because you don't have that board at home usually. Welcome to Soundbites. It is Saturday, the 3rd of May, Anno Domini 2003. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. I know, Rob, normally you don't say those things out loud, so everybody thinks it's a smooth-running operation. But
usually is.
Rob is on one side of the room stuffing his face with pizza, and then all of a sudden he
hears... That look of panic in his face.
Oh, shit, I gotta go do this.
He does this Superman leap across the room, lands on the button, and the show starts. It was very lovely.
But did you notice how he landed correctly on the right button?
Yeah, it's astonishing.
It's a homing thing.
That kinesthetic feel, he just knows what button it is.
He did this Jet Li leap across the room.
He turned on all three mics. You know, I mean, that's what precision.
Flipped in midair, stopped in the center of the room for a half a second, then gently floated to earth, pushed the button. I am so sorry you missed that.
I'd give him an 8.
I'd give him an 8.5, but then again.
Form was pretty good.
Yeah. All right. And while Rob dusts the rosin off his hands, we'll move on to the news, and we'll start with Steve.
Well, we had our final announcement. Apple community. Well,
what was the first announcement?
If you remember last week, they announced they were going to make an announcement.
Right.
Well, they made the announcement.
So now that's the final announcement?
So that was the announcement of the announcement.
Well, wait a minute. A while ago, they announced they were going to make an announcement. Then last week, they put out a whole bunch of products with no announcement.
Right.
And now they've announced the announcement.
He said it's a final announcement. What happened to the announcement that was the official announcement?
That was a very short one, and you missed it.
I hate it when I sleep through those things.
Terrible. So, the announcement, as Apple put it, was music to your ears, and it is, in fact, a third-generation iPod. One of the things that Steve Jobs said is that most MP3 makers are still on their first generation, and Apple's on their third generation. They've made them smaller and thinner and lighter, with bigger hard drives. The old models were 5, 10, and 20 gigabyte versions. The new models are 10, 15, and 30 gigabytes. They also use the new AAC compression format, which is part of the MPEG-4 standard, which will be included in DVD players shortly, for very high compression, nearly as high, if not higher compression than MP3, but a higher audio quality than MP3 can afford. So on the 30 gig iPod, you can now put over 7,000 songs. Which is pretty much anyone's main library. Yeah. The prices have stayed the same at $299, $399, and $499. So you're getting getting less because it's smaller and lighter, but more with the bigger hard drives for the same prices. In conjunction with the new iPod, Apple also announced the Apple Music service. And what surprised me the most is that Jobs said they'd been working on this for a year and a half in negotiations with the five major music companies. And what's amazing is that the rumors only started leaking out 3 or 4 months ago about a music service. So they were able to keep this secret for at least a year. So in conjunction with the major music services, Sony, Universal, BMG, Warner, and whoever the fifth one was, in fact, that's one of the issues, that no one knows what music company owns the songs that they like to listen to anyway, but you can now through iTunes version 4 go to the Apple Music Store and be able to legally download songs for 99 cents a song or $9.99 for the entire album, and they have over 200,000 songs built into the Music Store at the moment, and more are coming online as they sign the independent dealers, and they also announced that in the first 18 hours of service more than 275,000 songs were purchased in the first 18 hours, so it's a rousing success right to begin with.
Yep.
The other major feature in the new iPod is that it's cross-compatible with Windows. The last generation iPod needed a separate model. The Mac version was formatted HFS. The Windows version was formatted, FAT 32.
Yep.
So that there were they weren't compatible with each other. Now they haven't said what they're using, but it's probably UDF, the Universal Disk Format. So the same iPod will work on a Mac or on Windows.
So you don't have to reformat.
Don't have to reformat the drive. And they're using the Music Match music player in Windows to synchronize your music with. Another interesting feature is that they've added USB 2 for Windows users. And that's very surprising because the Mac doesn't have USB 2 yet. We have FireWire 2, which is better yet. So now the Windows users can either use high-speed FireWire or high-speed USB 2 to synchronize their iPods. And it's a really slick little product.
Cool. Yeah, very, very cool. I don't know that I like the buttons. I like the buttons on the rocker.
Yeah, that's been one of the first interesting complaints, is that the first two generation of iPods had the spinny wheel in the center. In fact, the first generation was a physical wheel with four buttons on the outside for next, forward, previous, and whatever.
Right.
The second generation was an electronic wheel that didn't actually spin. It just sensed your fingers spinning around it, which is the same as the third generation. But now, instead of the buttons being around the wheel, they're linear straight across the face of the iPod above the wheel. And it's people that are used to the old iPod were used to just using their thumb and being able to push the buttons. Now you gotta learn a new way to reach the different buttons. They've also added a new software in it. The old iPod started adding contact management and appointment book and calendar. The new version adds a couple more games. So you can now play solitaire. The old one had Breakout. The new one's got solitaire and something called Parachute we haven't seen yet. And it's got a note page built into it. So they're adding more PDA functions into it. It doesn't have an input method yet. So you do all your stuff on your computer and then sync it to your iPod.
The one nice thing about, though, the Music Match, you know, if folks go to that particular software, I use Music Match for my MP3 player.
Mm-hmm.
And I like being able to have the capability of taking it, say, from stereo quality. And it's got a feature in it that you can convert it, and you can convert it down to a smaller size
file
for my time, you know, my 10-year, I turn around and compress them down to 64, which reduces them in half, but the quality is still very good using that Music Match software.
Right, I've done that a lot. I do a lot of old-time radio stuff, and I could, you know, you don't need more than mono, and you don't need more than 11 megahertz or even 8.5, or kilohertz, rather.
And you can compress it with that.
So you can compress it way down, and you don't lose anything because it's just voice.
Yeah.
Steve, or you know, we did Steve. You'll be Steve, you'll be Dave for the rest of the day. Try to remember that, will you? Dave, what's up in your corner of the
world? That's me.
That'll be you this from now on, Dave. You'll be
sure.
Dave. Yeah.
Okay.
For now.
Well, we're good? All right. For you folks...
I'm good. I don't know about you. Go ahead.
That was the royal we.
Oh, yeah, the royal something.
All right. I'll just go ahead and read the news here. Anyways, meanwhile, on the spam front, as you know, we reported a couple weeks ago, AOL, Yahoo, and Microsoft have been teaming up to really try to fight this spam, because if you're a heavy user with DSL, or not even, just a dial-up user, you're seeing more and more of an increase on more spam mail. I mean, in fact, Virginia just enacted a tough anti-spam law that if they catch the spammers, they're going to literally seize all the assets and grab that stuff, because it is. It's just clogging, you know, your email along with...
And most of the Internet goes through Virginia at some point.
Exactly. But the other big thing, though, is, you know, besides being just an annoyance, there's a lot of folks out there that actually take the time and look at some of these spam emails, because there's a lot of fraud there versus, you know, actual, like, healthcare things and prescriptions and all this. They're very misleading, or great business opportunities. They actually sucker in some of these folks, and they're just a big scam. So they're trying to cut down on that.
Don't invest in Nigeria.
Yeah, oh, that you know, you can get one of those emails at least once a week. I do. You know, oh, well, this person is going to come into all this money. They did crack down on a number of folks there, but, you know, it's like they crack down on one and somebody else picks up the scam and figure they can get the money. And folks, you know, who are new to computing don't realize that sometimes, that if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And you've got to be very cautious, because a lot of these things, whether they say, oh, they're, you know, great health benefits and all this other stuff, and, you know, do this or that, they're just very misleading. Check them out. Get second opinions.
We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the Universe's Computer Show, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Get Verizon Wireless. It's wireless that works. What could happen if you don't get it? Okay, check this out. See that guy over there? It's a perfect day in the park. A day for sunblock, frisbee, or in his case, a perfect day for meeting his girlfriend at the Northwest Gate. Or was it the Southwest Gate? He's trying to call her but can't get a wireless signal. With the Verizon Wireless Network, chances are they'd be together by now doing, you know, whatever. Oh, hey, Verizon Wireless has a hot springtime deal on the color screen Motorola T720. Originally $179.99, now just $79.99 after mail-in rebate when you trade in a working wireless phone. That's $100 savings on a phone that lets you dial tones, text message friends, or play games in color. Wireless that works brings people together.
Stop by Verizon Wireless today or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Verizon Wireless, we never stop working for you. Subject to new annual customer agreement and calling plan, $175 early termination fee applies. Requires credit approval and specified Get It Now capable phone. Limited time offer. Ask for details.
Chet Walker here for One Step Tree and Lawn Care. You may have heard about the wonderful free service One Step's offering in support of Rochester's military families. Isn't it time you took advantage of One Step's service too? After all, buying and applying the right lawn care products at the right time is a big job. Save yourself the hassle. Let One Step do it. I've been thrilled with the work they've done for me, and you will be too.
The first step to a better looking yard. One Step Tree and Lawn Care.
The local lawn care experts. Call 594-1095.
And now, our motivational speaker, Carl.
Who's ready to reach the inner winner?
Allergies have your sinuses congested? Afrin No-Drip Nasal Spray starts to relieve congestion instantly. Sudafed takes up to 30 minutes to start working. And after 4 hours, Afrin still does a better job keeping nasal passages open.
Ah, now I feel like a winner.
Breathe better in an Afrin instant. Use as directed. Compared to Sudafed maximum strength 60 milligrams.
Gold Formula Beautiful Hair Breck Shampoo is back.
Growing up, I used Breck Shampoo. Who didn't? So when I saw the Gold Formula Breck and the bottle was back, of course I bought it. I felt the difference immediately after washing my hair. It felt like it did when I was 18, and I'm far from 18. And Breck still has that amazing, clean, fresh scent and that rich lather. My hair felt clean and looked great. Soft, shiny, and manageable. Breck is back. I loved it then. I love it now.
Rediscover Breck Shampoo, and your hair can be beautiful too.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenshield Computer Services.
We're ready for your calls at 222-1180. Long distance on the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. To go back to what Dave was talking about before the break, we have our very own Chuck Schumer.
Yep.
Who is working to enact a law that you can have a no spam sign up list? The problem I have with
similar
that, of course,
to the direct mail,
no call list.
Yeah.
The problem I have with that, of course, is that so many of these people are overseas. You put yourself on that list, somebody legitimately asks for it, and bang, your name is everywhere because there's a bunch of people who are just simply not in the state.
And hello, you get them like down in Nigeria or anything else, they're just going to use that to their advantage and hit that many more folks. What are they going to do to them? Like, hello?
It's also the problem with the definition of spam.
Right.
That, you know, what's spam for some people is a useful advertisement for another person.
Yeah.
Most of the spam I get is not useful advertising for anyone.
Yeah. Hello.
I don't care what you say.
I mean, you don't have small body parts or need more money?
I told you, once I got 3 emails in a row. Increase your...
Enlargements.
Lower extremity enlargements. Increase your upper extremity enlargements. And guaranteed targeted email.
Oh, I was.
I'm telling you right now, at least one of those 3 was lying.
Well, the other one was pay off all your student debt. Excuse me, but I haven't had student debt in so long.
Right. Right. For those of you, however, who are on Grokster, Kazaa, you may be one of the hundreds of thousands of song swappers who got an instant message this week warning that they could be easily identified and face legal penalties. Who did these instant messages come from? Well, they were sent by the Recording Industry Association of America on behalf of the major record labels. The RIAA actually sent out instant messages to hundreds of thousands of people on Tuesday that said, in part, it appears that you are offering copyrighted music to others from your computer. When you break the law, you risk penalties. There is a simple way to avoid that risk. Don't steal music, either by offering it to others to copy or downloading it on a file sharing system like this. When you offer music on these systems, you are not anonymous, and you can easily be identified. That's very true, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Sherman, the president of the RIAA, Kerry Sherman, as opposed to Alan Sherman. Hello, Mata.
Hello, Fada.
Okay. Kerry Sherman, president of the RIAA, he said, we are expecting to send at least a million messages or more per week because these users are offering to distribute music on Kazaa or Grokster. Sherman described the move as an educational effort to inform users that offering copyrighted music on peer-to-peer networks is illegal and that they face consequences when they participate in this illegal activity. We had a long discussion about this in my class a couple of weeks ago. Students were saying, well, they can't find us. And I'm saying, hello?
They just did.
What rock have you been living under?
Well, yeah, but the point is, if you serve something from your machine, people have to be able to get to that machine to get what you're serving, and that identifies you. Pay attention.
Bingo.
Yep.
It's real easy. It's real easy to figure out who you are. So you may be, we'd love to hear if anybody in Western New York actually got one of those messages and how you felt about it, whether it scared you off or if you just ignored it and kept on stealing music.
And one of the interesting things about the legitimate legal music downloading service is on the net now. That it was interesting that the two groups of record companies got together and each opened their own. One was Press Play and one was Rhapsody, and they wouldn't license their song to the other services because it was the other music company.
Right.
And they're subscription based, so you pay a monthly subscription plus you pay to download the song.
Right.
If you stop your subscription, you lose access to all the songs you paid for.
Right.
So one of the things that Apple did, and back to Apple again, when they set up their music service, there's no subscription. It's just 99 cents per song, flat rate. You're allowed to make as many CD copies of it as you want for personal use. And you're allowed to play it on up to 3 computers. And basically, Jobs was saying, well, that's pretty much unlimited computers for the average personal user.
That's exactly right. You may have one at work, you have one at home.
Yeah. And maybe a laptop.
Maybe a laptop that you take on vacation.
And it's easy to deauthorize one computer to authorize another computer if you buy a new computer.
Right.
Because that's one thing the other services don't allow. That it's geared to that one computer. If you get another computer, too bad.
Let me tell you right now, this is the problem with Apple computers. The thing I've said from the very beginning, they're too dang reasonable. I'm sick and tired of them being reasonable. They're bucking an industry trend here, and I'm tired of it.
How do you really feel?
I love Apple.
Okay.
I think it's great.
I just want to make sure.
I think it's good that they're reasonable.
Okay.
And we're delighted at that. And we're going to be very reasonable and go to the phone now. And we're going to talk to Kurt from Pittsford, New York. Welcome, Kurt. What's your question?
Thanks.
Sure.
I have a hyperactive computer. It defrags continually, and I can't stop it from starting defragging.
It's actually running the defrag program, or you just hear the hard drive working?
No. It gives me a window which it says defrag 0%.
Okay, what you can do is you're running, I take it, Windows 98?
Yes.
Okay, if you look down in the toolbar, or click down in the toolbar, there's a scheduling program.
Well, wait a second. I go into start over.
No. What you got to do is you've got to look down on your toolbar, down on the right-hand side.
Down by the clock.
Down by the clock. There's looks like a little calendar. If you double-click on that, it opens it up, and there's a scheduling program in there. And that schedules the various tasks, whether to check the Internet for your McAfee. One of them in there is the defragger and scan disk. Now, if you would rather have control of when you're going to do this, you can just simply remove those items from the scheduled task bar. In other words, you just click on it.
I am in the calendar, And what do I do then?
You can, if scan disk or defrag is in there.
No. It just says date time properties, and it gives me.
Yeah,
a calendar.
No, you clicked on the little clock. Next to the clock were some icons, little pictures.
Yes.
One of those looks like a little calendar. If you put your cursor over it, you'll see.
Not on mine.
Okay.
Maybe hide. Isn't it a control panel too?
Yeah,
it's the Microsoft scheduler or task scheduler program. No one here is running Windows 98, so we're not exactly sure of the name. But it might. It should be in control panel.
You say I find it in the control panel.
Yeah.
And what would it be called?
Task scheduler or task schedule or something like that.
Task scheduler. And in there, if you click on it, it'll show various programs that are scheduled to run it periodically.
I don't have anything which starts with T.
It could also be in your startup group, and it could also be in your registry for at startup. You can check with msconfig and see if one of the startup items is defrag.
You say msconfig?
Yes.
Or startup group?
Right.
And where do I find msconfig?
You've got to go to start, click on run, and type msconfig, all one word, hit enter, and it will open up another window, and that will be, it'll display various tabs. One being your config file, your autoexec, your system INI, your WinINI, and the startup group.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Kurt. In general, we encourage people to write down or record these answers, as we can't normally actually spend a great deal of time letting you do them actually on the air as
we just take too long.
Speak. Our next caller, Art from Irondequoit. Welcome, Art. What's your question?
Great show, fellas. It's very important to us users.
Thank you very much.
I got a compact 100 megahertz running 98 SE, 96 megabytes of memory. I've got an HP 722C inkjet printer.
Mm-hmm.
Quite often the printer will stop in mid-page and then freeze the computer. I've tried changing the spool settings to print direct and the EMF and the RAW settings, but it still seems to do it. Have you got any?
Have you tried downloading any of the updated drivers from HP?
I got the latest driver according to I looked at, 10.3.
How is the printer connected, USB or parallel?
It's direct to a parallel port.
No. How much space do you have on your hard drive?
Quite a bit. I don't know exactly, but I'm not in front of the computer right now, right. But quite a bit of space. Not much is used at all. I wondered if the 96 megabytes of memory, would that cause it, do you think? Or
it's not impossible. What?
Especially if you're printing graphic-intensive pages.
And a lot of color.
Yeah. We're only really printing normal stuff, you know.
Well, here's the deal. This is the way this printer works. All of the processing is done by the computer.
Mm-hmm.
That's why these printers these days are so cheap, because they use your computer power to do all the real heavy work.
I see.
So you need a decent amount of RAM to actually image the page, and then what happens is it actually prints the page to disk and then spools it from the disk to your machine, to your printer in the background.
And everything is sent as a graphic page these days. There is no text anymore.
Right. So what you might want to try, just for grins and giggles, is see if you can set the printer to send text only. It depends on the driver, draft format.
Text only.
It might be called draft format. And then if that goes through, you know the problem is a memory problem.
You can also try printing one page at a time. If you got a 10-page document, print then page two, then page three as separate jobs.
We usually mostly only print one page at a time. Yeah. And I have set the spool setting to print direct, you know, to the printer. Instead of
the other possibility. Listen, Art, we got to take a break.
Okay.
Can you hold on the line?
Sure, love to.
We'll be back in just a few minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, and Art from Irondequoit on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Hi, I'm George Zimmer. A lot of Men's Warehouse customers talk about how impressed they are by our service and selection. But it's also nice to be reminded about our most popular feature, our prices.
Hi, George. My name is Joe Filato, and I just bought a suit from you over at the Men's Warehouse. I can't believe the unbelievable deal I got, sir. I'm from Hoboken, New Jersey, and I bought a four-button black suit, unbelievable, for $199. I'm Italian, sir, and I have unbelievable suits. I don't know which one I want to wear. This suit was so unbelievably beautiful. I'm going back to a wedding in New Jersey, and I'm wearing this $199 suit. You guys have great prices and great deals. George, thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome, Joe, and thanks for the reminder.
100% wool suits starting at just $200 every day at Men's Warehouse.
You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
The Men's Warehouse at the mall at Greece Ridge Center, in Marketplace Mall and the Eastview Mall. For the store nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
I used to think a tire was, well, a tire.
Manny, Moe, and Jack help Tricia.
Then I found Pep Boys. I got really good tires in my price range, and I love that they didn't charge me extra for installation.
Import or domestic, car or truck, we have the right tire for you.
And our low prices include mounting, a mileage warranty, and lifetime rotation.
Great tires at prices you can afford.
Pep Boys, we're car people.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or *1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back, everybody. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Wright.
I'm Rob Linton.
Before we get back to Art from Around the Quad, I just want to remind anybody who's listening from Apple Computer that if they were to send us four of the new iPods, the new 30-gigabyte iPods, for long-term evaluation, we would be honored to do that for them.
Yes, we'd definitely put them through their paces.
No problem.
I'll even try to see if they do the vibrate test in a Harley.
Exactly. Very nice of you.
It's putting it through a real shock test.
They have a 32 megabyte RAM card in it for a 20-minute skip protection. Most of the other MP3...
In case you're bungee jumping?
Apparently. Most of the other MP3 players are like 20-second skip protection.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, we're back to Art from Irondequoit, and we have some other ideas to try, Art.
Great.
Yeah, Art, the other thing is you might want to... Now, was this working right along, and then all of a sudden this...
No, ever since I had the computer, it's periodically does this, and it's quite often, you know, and I tried everything to fix it, and I can't seem to...
Now, the thing you might want to try is double-check your set. How comfortable are you in going into the BIOS? Have you been into the BIOS before?
No, not really. I could try it, I guess.
Yeah, you know, when the computer goes to start up, it says hit like F2 or delete to go into the BIOS.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have to find the particular screen that controls your COM ports and your parallel ports. And that's usually under peripherals is the common name that they give it on the blue screen. When you hit delete, it'll come up to a screen that's divided in half, and you're looking for the one that says peripherals. If you click on that one, it opens up. You can see various settings, like for the COM ports, what port they'll use. Check and see what your when you get down to printer port, whether it's using like ECP, EPP or bidirectional.
Standard sometimes.
Or standard. And try changing it. If it's not set on EPP, you might want to try changing it to standard and see if that corrects the problem.
And also make sure that matches with what device manager inside of Windows thinks the port is.
Well, that's where the BIOS gets the BIOS feeds Windows to tell it what it is.
I've seen a couple of times where it's where Windows says standard and the BIOS says EPP.
EPP, yeah.
Now, did you say I hit to get to the BIOS, I hit the F2 key?
It depends on your computer. Usually when you're booting up your computer, it says to hit this key to get to setup.
Uh-huh.
Quite often, it's like the delete on most of them. Some of them, it's F10. Some are F2.
Did you say you had a Compaq?
Yeah, Compaq.
Yeah, Compaq is F10.
F10.
Yes. What? And here's the
usually,
question.
But read the screen as it boots up.
No, it won't.
On a Compaq, it won't.
Compaq doesn't give you a... What they do is when they're booting up, you will then see a little block cubed in the upper right-hand corner.
On a black screen.
On a black screen. When you see that little cube starting to blink, quick hit the F10 key.
Keep on the black screen.
Black screen, you'll see a little cube, like a white cursor, flashing up in the upper right-hand corner. When you see that flashing, start hitting the F10 key. You'll get to the setup.
You only get a couple of seconds during the boot process to find
the
BIOS key.
It is the F10 key.
Okie
doke.
Well, listen, thanks, guys. You guys are terrific.
Thank you. Thank you, Art. We appreciate it. Sometimes it just gets hard. There's so many possibilities. You just have to try one after the other after the other.
And then the next thing I would tell them, if that doesn't work, to try uninstalling all the drivers for HP and reinstalling them.
Right. Our next caller, Len from Rochester. Welcome, Len. What's your question?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. Hey. How are you?
Good. First of all, I like your show. I think it's awesome.
Thank you. Awesome is the
appreciate
word we're looking
it.
For.
Okay. Here's the deal. I have Outlook and Word 2000 on my computer, and I go to the Office Update website, and I'm trying to download and install the SP3 service pack, and it goes all the way through the process of installation, and it gets to the point where it's actually starting to install, and it actually says to me, this update cannot be applied. I've turned off my antivirus software, I've turned off my zone alarm, I've done everything I can think of, I've even ordered the CD from Microsoft itself, and it doesn't seem to help.
What version of Windows are you using?
XP Pro Service Pack 1.
It may be that that Office Service Pack requires a previous update to be installed first.
It may also be that that Service Pack is for Office 2002. If you've got Office 2000.
Well, like you said, if he goes into like a Word 2000, if you go to the Help and About and say Word 2000, it'll usually tell you that you're running, say Word 2000, and if it doesn't say SP1 or SP2, Microsoft was notorious for this, that you had to put on Service Pack 1 before you could go to Service Pack 2 or 3. So go into Word, go to the Help and About, see what version you currently have on there. If you don't have Service Pack 1 or 2 in there, first go and get the Service Pack 1 or 2 patch and try installing that first, and then it'll probably let you do 3.
And theoretically, the Office Update website should tell you that. It should find the lowest first.
There's the key word.
Should.
Should.
Yeah.
Okay, because basically what I have right now, it appears as though I have, Word, I believe it's 2000 SR1A.
So you probably need to go the SR2 patch first.
Yeah.
So I got to go get SR2 first because when I go to the website, and it scans for all the most recent updates. All it tells me is SR3.
Yeah, you got.
It's possible that 3 includes 2, but that's not
very
not like them. Yeah.
Yeah. Microsoft. I would first look for the SR1 patch and try to do that first.
Not the 2. Okay, he's got 1A.
Oh, he's got 1. Go to 2 and then go to 3.
So what I need to do is I need to go in. I need to see if I can grab the SR2 off the Office Update website first.
Yep. You got
then
it.
Go to Office, then get the SP3 installed.
You got it.
Guys, great show. You guys sell T-shirts?
Yeah, off the website, absolutely.
Excellent.
Soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you.
Yeah, I saw one of your old bumper stickers about don't honk, I'm a deaf driver.
Yeah, but we've got T-shirts, sweatshirts, coffee mugs, playing cards, you name it, and
mouse pads.
And if you want, you can.
Tongs.
If we do go to the Lilac Festival, we'll bring it there, and we can always sign it for you.
That's right. Or anybody who has Soundbites logoed items, we'll sign them pretty much any time we see you. Bring a Sharpie with you. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco. on the greatest computer show in the known universe, and we have apparel. Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Now that OTB in Batavia Downs has shown me all the fun and got me in the spirit of horse racing, I can't believe I'm going to have to miss out on all the excitement of the Kentucky Derby.
Wanna bet? You haven't heard about Kentucky Derby Day, May 3rd at OTB?
Kentucky Derby Day at OTB? Is it what I think it is?
If you're thinking about a day full of fun, food, and giveaways, then yes, it is.
Ooh, tell me more.
I'll let the friendly OTB guy do that.
If you haven't been to an OTB branch before, this is your chance. Saturday, May 3rd, it's Kentucky Derby Day. We'll show you how to be a part of this historic race and actually place a bet. You could win trips to the Preakness and Belmont Stakes, plus more giveaways, Kentucky Derby memorabilia, and lots of fun for everyone at all OTB branches. Enjoy free barbecue with special appearances by local celebrities at the OTB branch in East Rochester.
You're right. He is a friendly OTB guy.
Told you so.
Celebrate Kentucky Derby Day, May 3rd, at an OTB branch near you. Western Regional OTB. We bet you're going to love it.
Hi, Jed Walker here, and you know how much I love taking pictures. I have a really nifty little 35mm point-and-shoot camera, and when the roll's done, I trot into RAW photo, video, and audio and get back all those wonderful keepsake family photos. But when I use my new digital camera, it's even better. Quick and easy, I get to erase the less-than-perfect shots, and with a visit to RAW and their outstanding Sony Picture Station, I can get real, photographic-quality prints of those extraordinary images I've captured. Pictures are memories, but you can't capture them without a camera. And the best cameras in the world live at RAW Photo Video and Audio. Famous names like Canon and Nikon, Olympus, Leica, and Minolta. Plus over 50 different brands of digital cameras, even the hard-to-get ones. They've even got a digital camcorder you can take still shots with. You gotta love that. Point is, you can do it all at RAW Photo Video and Audio. 1737 Mount Hope Avenue and RAW on the Ridge, Buckman's Plaza in Greece. RAW voted Rochester's best camera store.
If you're looking for a unique gift of jewelry, one jewelry store has five times the selection of ordinary stores. Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, will amaze you with our Mother's Day gift selection. The area's best collection of independently certified diamonds, gold and platinum, exotic color gemstones, designs by Levia, Sea Magic Culture pearls by Mikimoto, and the finest Swiss timepieces. Plus, Jared has incredibly low prices every day. It can only be Jared! Only Jared offers over 1,000 unique jewelry designs, with rubies, sapphires, emeralds, pearls, and the most popular birthstones mounted in expertly crafted settings of 14-karat gold platinum. Plus, Jared offers free financing for 1 year. Minimum purchase and minimum monthly payment required. Oh, Jared, located across the street from the Marketplace Mall on Highland Drive.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
I tell my parents, like, just go to, like, bullying with them as, like, friends and stuff.
No, that's dating. Do you know your chances of getting date raped, pregnant, sexually transmitted disease, or a lot of painful bad memories are now zero because your parents have some backbone?
Dr. Laura, weekdays 9 to 11 on Wham!
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
The men and women of the Columbia.
Lacey and Connor left us on Christmas Eve.
We're on the advance.
Your children are not safe.
Our destination is Baghdad.
At any time.
Today we've had a national tragedy.
The major news stories of the past 18 months. You heard about them here. But what's next? No matter what the news, no matter when it happens, you always get the latest right here. News Radio 1180 WHAM. Depend on it.
We know about it before it's big news. We tell you about it before it happens. You're given a heads up and able to form an opinion before you have to. You are always the first on your block to know anything and everything. If we don't talk about it on this program, trust me, you don't need to know about it.
Rush 2 till 5. Rush on Wham! Now, more than ever, you need the news leader. 50,000 watt 1180 WHAM Rochester. A clear channel radio station.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. This is Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we're back. We're going to take your phone calls. We're going to do all kinds of...
But wait, no. We've got to do it now, since he's not going to be here next week. And we normally pick on him. I mean, it's become standard procedure.
Pick on Rob? Us pick on Rob? I don't recognize the... Well, okay, go ahead.
Well, the tag on your t-shirt is sticking up.
Oh, it is? No, it's my earpiece. It's not a tag.
Oh, there it is, yeah. So turn around and face the camera.
No, we got to congratulate him, because next week he will be graduating from college.
We're very excited.
You sure it was
you
college?
Puppy.
Yeah, the young boy over there.
Well, finally out of high school, eh?
I was going to say, that's what he claims. He's graduating from high school.
No, it's college.
No, it's college. He's graduating from college, and actually, you're going to have a degree in...
Communication and journalism.
Communication and journalism,
gee,
ladies
maybe
and gentlemen.
Maybe you can get a job in radio?
Which makes me an expert at producing this fine show every week.
That's exactly right, and otherwise eminently unemployable.
That's right. That's right. Yep, St. John Fisher College next Saturday is graduation, so I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Well, gee, maybe we'll get some photos for the Rob Linton screen
saver. That's right, anybody who's actually going to this event, if you take pictures of Rob... Please send them to us.
Great idea. Thanks.
I told you we couldn't let it go.
What color's your robe?
Photo op of Rob Linton next Saturday.
Wouldn't that be sweet
at
to have
St. John
that
Fisher
also
College?
Cap and gown, you know, bouncing around on the screen with some of the other pictures.
That's exactly right. We're
Sheila,
on this.
If you get some free time, Rob will be graduating.
So somebody goes to me last night. They go, "Are they really serious about making a screensaver?" I go, "Oh yeah, oh yeah."
Never take it lightly.
Dead serious.
Yeah.
We could tell a mission.
Yeah, for those of you who don't tune in every week, what's wrong with you? And we're looking to put together a Rob Linton screensaver. We just need more pictures of Rob.
Well, no, you have some.
We have some great pictures of Rob. And they don't need to be really necessarily real pictures. Of Rob.
Why not make a screensaver out of the movie posters with all of us in it?
There's that. We could do that, too. That's a very good
idea. One. But our main goal right now was set upon us to bring out the Rob Linton.
Who set this upon you, anyway? I'm just out of curiosity.
It's one of those things that came down to us from above.
Yeah.
Above. Like the foot out of the clouds on Monty Python. It just sort of crushed us flat, and we were powerless to resist it.
And they just said, you will do this mission, and we have to accomplish it.
Mission. That's what it's turned into. It's
Rob.
A mission.
Rob, are you listening?
That was never 5 minutes just then.
Stop it! We're going to go back to the phones now before Steve wanders off into Monty Python land forever, and we're going to talk to Craig, patiently waiting at his cell phone, somewhere pulled over on the side of the road, we hope.
He might be sleeping now.
Craig, are you there?
Wake up, Craig.
Craig.
Hello.
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 How are you?
I'm pretty good. Listen, I got a problem on the internet. I've got a... homemade Pentium 2 350 running 196 mega memory, Windows 98 second edition on Roadrunner, and Internet 6.0 that I update pretty regularly via the lovely website. What happens is usually in Yahoo Mail, but also on other occasional websites, it freezes up. I've gone in and deleted all the objects downloaded via the net, by Internet Explorer, and the one that seems to be the focus of the problem is the Micromedia Flash Player. Any suggestions?
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
How much memory does the computer have?
196 meg.
Probably enough.
But I'd get rid of that.
Well, he's running Windows 98, so...
Yeah. One of the things is, with Flash and Shockwave, Macromedia's two big animation tools...
Yeah.
A lot of websites like to use all these fancy big animations.
Sure.
But they take up processor power, they take up memory, they take up bandwidth downloading, and sometimes can be more annoying than they're worth. Do you know what version that you have installed?
Of
Flash.
And 98. Do you have 98 second edition?
98 second edition, yes. Okay. Flash, no. it just tries to download it now every time I go to a lot of web pages.
You've got a couple of things that you need to look at. One, surprisingly enough, is your video card. If
that's ancient.
What?
That's ancient.
Yeah, that's a part of the problem right there. Macromedia Flash does do a pretty decent job of exercising your video card. And if your card is old and the driver is old, it may be that Flash is confusing or causing it to freeze.
And usually it wants more than 256 colors.
Yeah, so one of the things
I'm over that.
One of the things you need to do is check to see if there's a newer version of the video driver for your machine.
Okay.
Beyond that,
you can try cutting down on the number of colors it's displaying and see if that helps any.
In addition, you might just want to remove Flash from your system. Unless you go somewhere that actually requires Flash.
That's what I get. I constantly get the request to download and install.
Well, just say no. Say no.
Yeah. And then when my kid gets on there, they don't know any better. They install.
They say,
You
can also make sure you're downloading the latest version. If you're still running like 5 or 6, that could be causing issues.
No, I got a simpler problem. Greg, here's what you got to do.
Update the main PC CPU.
No, what you do, you go out and you give the kids this machine. And you go out and get yourself a new machine.
Okay, you call my wife?
Sure. Give us a number, or have her call the show, and we'll approve it.
All right?
You just tell her the Soundbites guy told you to go and buy a new computer.
But other than not having Macromedia Flash, we don't really have another choice, do
we? And she can just call here, and we'll give her our approval.
Hey, I tell her that you guys talk to God.
Yeah.
There you go.
If that
works for you, I'll have my wife call you.
And we'll even have Rob Linton authorize a tool for her.
Rob Linton, ladies and gentlemen.
Rob Linton is our God. He controls us.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you guys tell me this camera was seeing so much of the back of my head?
Well, turn around.
Usually it's up a little bit, and I'm like looking at this thing. I'm like, God, I need a little trim back there.
And it's the white T-shirt that really is the thing we all like.
Well, I'm seeing where he thought I had a little tag sticking up. It's my ear. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
I can't see the eye in the back of his head at the moment.
Well, you just periodically got to turn around so the folks can see you from the front.
Yeah, that'll happen. He's already thinking the last thing I'm going to do is give these people more pictures of me.
Actually, I'm glad you pointed that out because I never thought about that.
Oh!
Thank you.
Nope.
Now they could have somebody will take a screenshot and it'll be the back of Rob's head floating around.
You know what?
Series.
Well, they're already doing
the front
that.
Of his head.
They'll do the back.
They're already starting to change the webcam stills, like they were putting their faces on movie posters. Now they're doing it on the webcams.
At some point, yes, it will be. But if you haven't been, we'll take a couple of minutes to talk about this on our website, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y. You'll find an amazing number of things. There's a forum where you can join in and get your computer questions answered and talk about current events. I'd stay out of that one if you're under 18. And
definitely.
There's an amazing amount of stuff going on. I can't even begin to tell you everything that goes on in that place. One of the things that we've been doing, however, is we have a number of people whose talents not only run to things like computer questions and answers, but also to art in various forms. We started out with our logo, Steve, Dave, and I in a picture taken by Tom Bell, the talented artist.
He is fantastic.
And we made a logo, an oval logo of our faces, and then immediately the changes started.
That have transpired over the year.
We have a page of all of those things. If you're on a fast connection, you can go take a look at that page. It's graphics intensive. Speaking of graphics intensive, we have a movie posters page. Not content with changing the logos, they are putting up lots and lots of movie posters. Everybody's getting into the act, and frankly, they are entirely wonderful. And they're wonderful. You have to be on a fairly fast connection. In addition, of course, we have the show cam currently featuring the back of Rob Linton's head. And every week, a brand new tip from our very own talented and lovely Dave Enright. And we'll talk a little bit more about what goes on the website when we come back from this commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave, Steve, Rob, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
If you're thinking of giving your home a fresh new look, you should start with a visit to the friendly folks at Topping & Company in Brockport. They have the absolute largest selection of braided rugs anywhere and from only the best manufacturers, such as Colonial Mills, Thorndike, and Rohde. These braided rugs come in so many different colors and styles, and they also carry the new textured braids, which are available in many different shapes, including rectangular and octagonal. They're reversible, and they are just so versatile. Topping & Company even carries the very popular soft chenille braided rugs for that luxurious feeling. They have many different sizes in stock, or your rug can easily be custom sized. And don't forget, Topping & Company also has a huge selection of oriental, machine-made, tufted, hand-hooked rugs, and more. So visit Topping & Company on Westridge Road in Brockport. Topping & Company, 637-2200.
1180 WHAM, happy Tres de Mayo. Joe LaMonaco here. We are at the Singular Wireless Store. We're in Eastview Mall in the Bonton Way, and we've got a great deal for you today. You're out driving around. It's a nice sunshiny day. Come on out to Eastview Mall and stop by Singular Wireless here. Here's a great deal. You got $20? Well, you can get yourself a cellular phone for that, okay? $20 donation to Special Olympics, and the folks at Singular Wireless will set you up with a Nokia 3640 phone, and that comes with a free accessory bundle with it, too. That's a car charger and a hands-free adapter. Offer that $20 donation, and the folks here at Singular Wireless will also help you set yourself up with a great rate plan as well. Now, come on down and do that just for that $20 donation with the Nokia phone. We got Robbie Gordon NASCAR memorabilia to give you as well. Plus, you can play the dice game for other great prizes. We'll be here until 3 o'clock, so come on out and see us at the Eastview Mall in Victor. We're at Singular Wireless in the Bonton Wing directly across from FYE. Joe LaMonaco for 1180 WHAM.
News 3 and 3.
Hey, Kelly's changed something.
She looks amazing. Different.
New hairstyle?
Maybe.
Did she always look so good in red?
Not this good.
The difference? New Natural White 3-in-3 Tooth Whitening Gel. Brush it on twice a day for 3 days and your smile can be 3 shades whiter fast. 3-in-3. Keep your smile looking young.
She's smiling over this way.
And what a smile.
Will you see?
Soundbite, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest-running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
He says that like it's a bad thing. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. And before we go back to the phones, we're going to talk a little bit more about what goes on the Soundbites website. Again, that's soundbites.org. Bites with a Y, as Francis would like us to remind you. We do a poll every week. Last week's poll is what is your most used application? I'd like to thank Goofman for giving us that poll. He's one of the folks in our forums. Now, several of you in the opinion side of things thought it was a fairly lame poll. On the other hand, there were 434 votes, putting it at number 3 on the all-time vote list. So that's not necessarily a bad thing. This particular one is a little simpler, actually. Let's go back to last week's and talk a little bit about it. What's your most used application? 41% of you, web browsing is number 1, followed by email at 23%, followed by word processing at 9%. Games came in 5th at only 5%, and way down at the bottom is graphics. Clearly all 10 of those voters are the people who do are in the Soundbites forums on a regular basis. But that was last week's poll. This
you
week's
mean
poll,
it does more than games? more than surf the web?
Right. This week's poll is a little simpler. This week is simply a yes or no question. I have a camera attached to my PC. So far, 83 votes. And no is winning 70-30, our own little Kentucky Derby here. And when you're done with that, you can stop over at my website, asknick.com, and leave an opinion. Except, of course, the website is down right at the moment for some much-needed fixing. That's AskNick.com, my website, AskNick.com. As soon as it comes back up, I would love to have you visit. But in the meantime, that was bad. I just opened up all
those windows.
My windows again.
Never choose open after choosing select all.
That's a lot of windows. We're going to go to Owen from Fairport now. Owen.
Hi, how are you?
Just peachy. How are you?
Not too good. Problem I'm having is with my email program. At least it started my email program. Every time I open a message with any graphics on it, it comes in all the graphic areas all covered with gray, and the messages all seem kind of botched up together. And then I notice when my grandson plays one of his games on there, anything with a lot of graphics in it, it freezes up. The computer freezes up. So I don't know.
Your regular email comes through fine.
If it's, no graphics or anything else, it comes through okay.
Anytime you look at something with a picture, it's messed up, and anytime your grandson plays games, it's messed up.
Right.
What email program are you using?
Eudora. And I just, I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but I just downloaded the updated version of Eudora 5.2. And I don't know if it happened just after that, if it's just a coincidence or what. I don't know.
Well, nothing in Eudora would cause games to freeze the machine. Okay. So I think it's the other way around. Something else is causing both the games in Eudora to mess up.
Okay.
And I'd like to suspect the graphics driver.
Yep.
In particular, if your grandson's games are of the variety that install their own driver stuff. A lot of the older games and a lot of kids' games
overwrite other drivers,
and it's very likely that something that was installed has changed the driver for your system.
Okay.
You might want to go to the website for your particular video card and download the latest drivers for that video card.
Okay, we tried that. In fact, we uninstalled the video card and reinstalled it. And nothing changed.
Right, no, because it's still using the old drivers, and if the game has overwritten those particular files, what you'd have to look for is some type of up that would literally overwrite just about all the drivers, the files related to the video card driver.
Okay.
Because, see, when you uninstall and reinstall them, Windows doesn't really uninstall a lot of them. It just sort of gets rid of it, but a lot of the DLLs, because they're dynamic link libraries, are used for other things, are still there. So they're still on your machine. It doesn't do a real good job of cleaning them out. So when you reinstall it, it more or less says, oh, this file's already here. Yeah, this one's already here. And if they were changed by the game, then you're still working with the old equipment.
Okay, well, this everything worked good before, and then all of a sudden it just started going bad. I mean, these games weren't just installed. They have been on the machine before.
The other thing is now you updated the Eudora. Have you checked the settings as far as viewing graphics in Eudora?
No, I didn't. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah,
you can choose to not display graphics and not display HTML mail, which is one of the protections from getting viruses through HTML mail.
So you might want to go, it's probably in the tools or in there. I haven't played with Eudora in a while, but go in there and look for your the settings to, as far, it'll be relatively obvious that it'd be under, like, the email section of it, under setups and all that. If you click on the email, it'll say whether to view graphics or not, or view HTML code and that.
Okay.
Try playing around with that. Now, you do run Virus Program.
Yes.
And AdAware.
No, I don't have that.
You might want to go to our website, and down on the right-hand side, you'll see a label there. It says, I heard this website on your show. Click on that. The recommendations are in alphabetical order. Right up at the top is a program called AdAware.
AdAware?
AdAware. A-D-W-A-R-E.
Okay.
I would highly recommend downloading that. Install it. First, do the update. You just click on it. There's a thing there that says you can do the update. It'll get the latest definition file. And run it. You'll be amazed at the amount of spyware that you'll find on your machine.
Oh, yeah?
And you can remove it.
And your website is what? Soundbites?
Soundbites with a Y. .org.
Okay, I just tried it a few minutes ago, and I got some dental program on there. So
yes, it's soundbites.org, or go to the WHAM
11.org.
O-R-G. Go to the WHAM1180.com website, and our pictures are down on the left-hand side. You can click on that, and it'll get you there also.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. It gets a little tough every once in a while once you have installed. The problem is that Microsoft has no mechanism for preventing you from overwriting DLLs.
Oh, they'll let you know after.
Yeah, they let you know after, but they have no way to prevent it. It would be nice if you could say, you know what, this system needs these DLLs and we'll keep them in its subdirectory. Now, that means you end up having an awful lot of files on your system, but you know what? Disk space is cheap nowadays.
Oh, forget it. You know, it's
ridiculous. You know, we're not at 200 meg hard drives anymore. We're at 40 gig hard drives, 80 gig hard drives.
They're small. Yeah.
And those are small.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, I've got a machine at work that has a RAID array of 4 gig drives. That's how old it's 8 years old. And it still works great, except that I can't replace the drives. I have to buy all new drives, assuming I can find them in that form factor.
Yeah.
And take the whole machine down and redo it all.
You buy one 80 gig drive for $100.
That's exactly right. It's ridiculous nowadays. Speaking of ridiculous, we're going to go back to the... Okay, bad segue. We're going to go back to the phones now and talk to Ron, who is not ridiculous, from West Henrietta. Welcome, Ron. What's your question?
My question is, first, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm running an IBM clone. It has a Pentium 2 processor with Windows 98, Word 2000. And I'm having a printer problem. I've got a Canon Multipass C530. And what happens, half the time I boot the system, and when I eventually go out to print a document, I get a warning. Login currently in progress. Please try again later. And the only way that I can, you know, try to print a document then is to reboot the system. And every time that I try to reboot the system, you know, when it's powering down, I get another message, Explorer DDE server window program not responding. So I have to, you know, end that task and then reboot the system. And half the time, the printer will come up and work fine. And the other half, obviously, I go through this process. Have any clues?
Yeah, DDE stands for Dynamic Data Exchange. It is the way programs talk to each other. So what's happening is there is a program that does the printing. There is another program that accepts those data and sends them to the printer. They talk through DDE. Now, it may be that your DDE is corrupted.
Oh. But wouldn't that happen all the time?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It might, but it doesn't necessarily have to happen that way. You can try fixing that. SFC. Thank you. System File Checker. Click Start. Click Run. Type S for System, F for File, C for Checker. SFC,
right.
And hit enter, and let it check your whole machine, and if it finds anything, it might ask for the CD to fix it.
That's under the programs menu.
No, that's Start, Run, and just type the letters SFC in the box.
Oh. When you click on the Run button, it opens up another box where you can type in SFC.
Okay.
And
right.
Then just click OK.
The other possibility is either a virus or a spyware program that is using DDE to send data out of your system through your modem or your DSL or Roadrunner connection.
Right.
Are you on a broadband connection like Roadrunner or DSL?
I'm on Roadrunner.
Okay.
I just switched to that.
All right.
Meep, meep.
Thank you so much.
Cool.
Oh, Rob's just loosening
He's
up all
right.
the way.
All right. Love it.
What you
the
need to
sound
do
is a registered trademark of Warner Brothers, a parent company of Time Warner Communications. We need those disclaimers.
Yeah, we do.
No, it was less than a second, so we don't have to disclaim it. Right,
right? And I'm sure they have. I'm sure they're paying up to the thousands to do all of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, what you need to do here, Ron, is start with a program called Stinger. You can find that on our website, soundbites with a Y.org.
Okay.
And there's a, as Dave said last time, if you slide down to the lower right, there's a section called I Heard website on your show. And the right-hand column is all alphabetical. Find Stinger. Download and run that. Download it, update it. I think you might have to update it and run it.
Okay.
If that finds a problem, uninstall and reinstall your antivirus software. If it finds a problem, clean it. Right. And then uninstall and reinstall your antivirus software and do a thorough check. Update that and then do a thorough check of your entire system.
Okay.
If you don't find a virus, or even if you do, then you want to download a program like AdAware, which you'll also find on our site, or SpyBot S&D. Run those, and they will search for spyware, which is not caught by an antivirus program. If you find any of that, clean it all off, and then see if the problem persists.
Okay.
But those are the things I do in that order. SFC first, then Stinger, and then if you have to reinstall your antivirus.
Well, is your, antivirus already up to date?
I believe it is. It's Norton.
Well, anyway, try
to believe. You got to know for sure.
You got to know. Do all this, and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Okie doke?
Sounds good.
Thanks, Ron. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hi, my name is Suzanne Franklin, and I wasn't aware that you rented tuxedos, and my son was going to his prom and had rented a tuxedo from a tux shop, and it didn't fit. He went back, they sent him back with another, and the buttons were missing off the shirt, and I called down to your store, and you had tuxedo shirts, they ironed one for him, they got him dressed, cufflinks, everything, and I just thought that was amazing. Another son of mine, Ben, had the opportunity to rent a tux last night for his graduation, and it was beautiful. His cap and gown was all wrinkled, and we ran in at the last minute to get his tuxedo, and they offered to iron his gown for him. And I just think they go above and beyond, and I wanted to let you know that.
Not only did you let me know it, Suzanne, but the whole country. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of the Men's Warehouse.
Tuxedo rentals starting at $50. For the store nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Hello, we're here at Office Depot with Cindy, a professional office manager, and she's going to help us create an entirely new way to shop for ink and toner. Cindy?
Okay, the ink section should be in the front of the store.
Cool.
You should have a computer program that will help you find the right cartridge, even if you don't know what you need.
That's a big one.
You need a cashier whose entire job is to help you buy ink and who can check you out right here.
Great! The Ink Depot at Office Depot. Discover a whole new way to shop for ink.
Office Depot recycles and rewards those who do, too. Bring in your empty cartridge and we'll give you a ream of recycled paper free. See store for details.
We're ready in advance.
When it comes to fuel economy, don't be foolish. At Advance Auto Parts, we can help you save money on gas. From changing spark plugs to changing driving habits, all it takes is a little advanced planning. Stop in any Advance store today for all the facts on cutting back, because saving fuel is a gas. So bring it on. We're ready in Advance.
For the best parts, people, and price, we're ready in Advance.
Yeah, bring it on.
There are three kinds of Tic Tac lovers. Those who adore Tic Tac mints for their superb ability to freshen their breath.
Ah.
Those who prefer them for their great taste.
Mmm.
And then there are those who love them because they do it all.
Ah.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Ah. Tic Tac. It's not just because they taste great, and it's not just because they freshen your breath. It's because they do both that they're amazing. It's not just a mint. It's a Tic Tac.
This Mother's Day, say thank you, Mom, for all the love she's given you with the brightest gift of all. Name a star after her. It's the gift you'll always cherish. For $48 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, the International Star Registry will send your mother a beautiful personalized gift, and her new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift shines forever.
Rather do their show in a chat room. It's Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Oh, is this us now? No. Are we going to talk now? All right, we'll talk now. This is Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
We were having a discussion. There are currently 56 people online. down from a high of 59 just a minute ago.
Where did South Creek go?
I don't know. They you know, stuff happens.
Uh-huh.
56 people right now. We're checking how many are looking at Dave's tips. How many of you are on the webcam, the show cam right now?
Yay!
We haven't gotten Rob to turn around yet, but we will pretty soon, we hope.
Well, we just have to get another
camera.
He's
in the dark, of course, right now, yeah. So that's not helping anyway. Everybody wave. They're about to take a picture. There we go.
We can get another camera and point it that way.
Yeah, we could. We could have multiple cameras. Nothing says we can't have multiple cameras. You could get a camera on your machine, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would work. That would work for me.
Do, 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 do.
I don't have a problem with that. Rob might, but then we don't care.
We don't care. Yeah, we don't care. Have we ever?
And in the depths of our apathy, we go back to the phones, and we're talking to Jim, who we do care about, from Greece, New York. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
My question, gentlemen, is that when I open attachments, particularly Word attachments, from email, and they go nicely into Word, and I can edit them or do whatever I want, but when it comes to printing them, and I do file, print, all of a sudden the title bar at the top of Word begins to flash from the dark blue that it normally is to light blue and back and forth.
Yeah.
And everything seems to lock up. I've tried looking through all the settings and not been very successful, and I'm wondering if you can help me.
Generally, when that happens, it means that Word wants your attention. What happens if you click on Word itself on that blinking bar?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
What usually happens
is you'll get some sort of dialogue box that says something's wrong, or you've got to do something, or it's looking for more input or something like that. It almost never is simply that it just starts to blink. It usually means click on me, I've got a problem, and I'll tell you what
it is.
I've had a couple of customers report something similar in Windows XP that has the flashing taskbar icon. When they choose print, the print dialog that's supposed to come up saying how many copies you want, things like that,
mm-hmm.
comes up behind the Word window.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
That may be what's happening, because...
So, if you hit Alt-Tab or click on the Word window to minimize it, you'll then see the print icon or the print dialog in the front. I haven't found a fix for it yet. I can't... There's no
reference
for it anywhere.
Right, there you go. What it might mean is that dialog box has come up behind the print, the window. So either... click on the window and see if it comes to the front, or minimize the window and see if it's behind it, or Alt-Tab and see if you can find it.
Control-Alt-Delete brings up the whole task.
When I do Control-Alt-Delete, it'll say that it's running, and eventually there's a couple of windows that seem to be hidden behind that.
Yep.
Also, so
that may be one of them.
So how do we fix it?
I thought we just said click on the window and see if it brings it up. As for fixing it, we don't have a fix yet.
I gotcha.
But that's got to come from Microsoft, and shockingly, they don't pay as much attention to us as I think they should.
What version of Word are you using?
It's Windows or Word 2000.
Yeah, my customers are Word 2002 under Windows 2002.
So clearly they didn't fix it in the next iteration. I just got a beta of Office 2003. So far it looks a lot like 2002. it hasn't really, there haven't been any surprises yet. So we'll see if that gets fixed at some point. But
I'll talk to you guys, and maybe
thanks.
We'll...
Appreciate it.
And enjoy your show, and your website has been very helpful.
That's what we like to hear. Thanks, Jim.
You betcha.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's an unsolicited testimonial, ladies and gentlemen. If you would like to submit an unsolicited testimonial, write it in clear block letters in the back of a $20 bill and send it to Soundbites.
Party.
Yeah.
Party. Party.
It's like Soupy Sales. You know about that. He got thrown off the air because he told the kids, go in your parents' wallet and take the pictures of the presidents and send them to me. At least that's the urban legend. I don't know that it's true. And there are so many urban legends we don't know are true. You can read all about it. If you're interested in urban legends, by the way, I should tell you about this site. And I'm sure Steve's about to put it on our website, as a matter of fact. There are many urban legends sites. My favorite is Snopes. Snopes.com. Snopes.com has an amazing set of urban legends, and you can read all about an amazing amount of stuff. My suggestion, ladies and gentlemen, before when you get all of these emails that tell you about people sitting in hotel rooms, waking up in a tub of ice with their kidneys removed and all this other hoo-ha,
or somebody
check Snopes first.
Or bought an old vet.
Right, and it ended up
Corvette.
Being Elvis's or something.
Yeah.
Check that place first. It'll save you an awful lot of embarrassment when you send it to everybody and they tell you, eh. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Mina Francesco on Soundbites. Did you notice how close and Rob sound on Soundbites on 1180 WHJM?
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
If you're looking for a unique gift of jewelry, one jewelry store has five times the selection of ordinary stores.
That's Jared.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, will amaze you with our Mother's Day gift selection. The area's best collection of independently certified diamonds, gold and platinum, exotic color gemstones, designs by Levia, Sea Magic Culture pearls by Mikimoto, and the finest Swiss timepieces. Plus, Jared has incredibly low prices every day.
You can only be Jared.
Celebrate your past, present, and future with a 3-stone diamond ring set in 14-karat gold or platinum with round, oval, princess, or emerald-cut diamonds. Jared's 3-stone diamond rings are priced from $549 to $9,000. Plus, Jared offers free financing for 1 year. Minimum purchase and minimum monthly payment required.
Jared,
located across the street from the Marketplace Mall on Highland Drive.
Good Saturday afternoon to you. Joe LaMonaco from the WHAM 5 o'clock News Hour, and we are here at the Singular Wireless location. We are in Eastview Mall, and we have got a great deal for you. Do you have $20? Well, if you have $20 and you make a donation of $20 to Special Olympics here at Singular Wireless before 3 o'clock this afternoon, well, they'll set you up with a Nokia 3640 phone and a free accessory bundle. That's your car adapter and a hands-free headset, absolutely all together for just that $20 donation to Special Olympics. Isn't that fantastic? You got to do it right now, though. You got to do it before 3 o'clock here at Singular Wireless in Eastview Mall. Now, we've got great stuff, all this NASCAR stuff. We got Robbie Gordon. He drives a Singular car. So when you come down and you make that donation of $20 and you get your Nokia, we'll set you up with that great Robbie Gordon memorabilia, too. You can play the WHAM Dice game. We got movie prizes, another NASCAR memorabilia to give away, but we're only doing it until 3 o'clock. So come down and see me, Joe LaMonaco, here at Singular Wireless in Eastview Mall, right across from FYE. Back to Sound Bites and Moments on 1180 WHAM.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
That's right, he's right here. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And I can't tell you what a thrill it was hearing the word sound bites past the lips of the mighty, mighty Joe LaMonaco. We were thrilled and delighted. And we're going to go back to the phones now, and we're going to talk to Steve all the way from Geneva, New York. Welcome, Steve. What's your question?
Can you hear me okay? I'm on a...
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, what I've got is a question in Windows Explorer, the file management.
Yeah.
When you click on file, usually you get this option for new, and then you can say folder, shortcut, whatever. Mine doesn't do that anymore, and I was wondering if it's a registry setting at DeskCloud or something like that.
Do you get anything?
Day back, no viruses, and I've already checked for spyware.
Do you get anything in the menu?
Yeah, I get the normal choices, but I don't get the option to make a new folder. I do have a workaround, but I kind of like to know where the original went to.
If you right-click in the window and get the drop-down, do you have new folder there?
No.
What version of Windows are you running?
2000 Professional.
2000 Professional.
Are you...
Driving next to a big truck?
Are you? What are you, mowing the lawn? Are you logged in as the administrator?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And are you doing this on the root of the C drive?
Yes.
And do you already have 99 folders or files out there?
That I don't know.
You are limited to 99 folders and files at the root of the C drive.
Including invisible ones that Microsoft puts there you don't see.
All right, that's an aggregate of all files.
All files, all folders, including the hidden ones.
Okay, I'll go count.
And so that may be your problem once you hit 99. You don't have that limit anywhere else except at the root of a hard drive.
Within folders, you can have as many folders you want.
Okay. I'll double check that.
So that's the most likely explanation.
Yeah.
So what you might want to do is create folders, folders inside other folders. Okie doke?
Okie doke.
Thanks.
If that doesn't work, I'll give you a call next week.
Okay. That's the deal.
Okay, bye.
Thank you so much. That's a little known limitation of Windows. You are limited to the number of files that you can actually have at the root of any hard drive. So the deal is you should make folders like...
Within folders.
Right. You make folders that are your various categories and put things in those categories.
Typically, you only need two or three folders anywhere. You've got Windows, program files, and documents.
Right.
So that's only three folders.
And then within, say, like documents, you can break it out if you want to your Word document versus Excel, PowerPoint, and Access.
Right. But what a lot of people run into is it's not just the C drive.
Yeah.
So, for example, I have a D drive, which is for my documents.
Yep.
Well, I can't put them at the root because I have more than 99 documents and folders. So I have, on the D drive, I have a folder called Docs, and in that is everything else.
Yep. Yep.
So that's how that works for me. And just a little bit of trivia about the life of Nick Francesco.
And a little bit of organization, too.
Yeah. Well, that's all I have is a little bit of organization. Our next caller, Scott from Webster, New York. Welcome, Scott. What's your question?
Hi. For a while now, for like the past 3 weeks, I've been having a problem with my internet service.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's a problem on my computer, though. I'm hooked up to the internet through a router, Linksys Wireless.
Yeah.
And for a while now, my download speed has been around 35, 36 kilobytes a second.
Yeah.
But my upload has been fine, so I'm really confused as to what's going on. I've tried defragmenting. I've run a virus scan. I've cleared out my temporary internet files and temp files.
Right.
I really have no idea what the problem is.
You're on Linksys Wireless.
Uh-huh.
You've got it locked down so nobody else is using your speed.
Yeah.
You're sure nobody else is on your system?
Yeah, nobody. I live around a bunch of people who are like 16, 17 years old, so I'm pretty sure anyway.
Okay, my point being, of course, is you only have so much download, and if they're taking most of it downloading illegal music for free off your wireless connection, download speed is going to be much slower.
Yeah, but the computer that's hooked up directly to the internet, that one is getting fine. There's no problem with that speed, but I can see what you're saying, but I'm pretty sure our network is locked down. And
okay, and if you reverse those, if you put the other machine on the wire and wireless and this one on the wire, does the same problem happen?
I haven't tried that. For some reason, I'm having a problem installing the cable modem to this computer. So
okay, what I might suggest, well, download speed is slower. No, download speed is faster than upload speed. Hello. The other thing that could be a problem is, did you or anyone else tweak the settings on your system?
Nope. I haven't downloaded any programs or installed anything that would have done that either.
Yeah, change the MTU level.
I also want to add that this only started happening like after the ice storm, like a couple days after.
Oh, sure. Wait 15 minutes before you tell us that single vital piece of information. Nice, Scott. Well, cut them off.
We were having problems with the internet service, but they came and they fixed it, and everything's been fine. Like, a couple days after that, I noticed this problem.
Right. It is very likely that it is not entirely 100% fine, because the upload and download actually happen at two different frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
And consequently, what may be happening is that the upload frequency is fine and the download frequency is not fine.
You might want to give Roadrunner a call and tell them they can have you run through a packet, what they call a packet test.
Uh-huh.
And they can verify the speed, and it might be coming from that drop that you're on since the ice storm. You know, I mean, a lot of wires and everything else got damaged, and also waterlogged and everything else.
Right,
they can verify your package.
I actually had one of Time Warner's splitters, the isolation tap that splits out the Roadrunner, in my basement fry.
Right.
And that's why I was without Roadrunner for 3 weeks.
I know. Steve was starting to twitch, and that's an ugly sight. But a lot of the problem is that the ice storm caused so much massive damage that they came and fixed what was obviously wrong. And it well is possible that there's one tiny little problem somewhere in a wire near you that nobody noticed.
Crack in the line.
A little crack in the line, that sort of fair. So definitely report this, and I'm sure they'll be able to track it down. The technicians at Roadrunner are crack people, and they will have no trouble dealing with this.
But if that's the problem, then why would the computer hooked up to the cable modem not be having any problems? Is any reason for that?
Oh, the other machine is not having a problem.
No, it's not.
Well, that blows that theory.
Well, it was a hell of a theory, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it's only on the wireless line.
Yeah.
And you said you're having trouble installing an Ethernet card on the wireless computer to wire it?
Well, maybe install was the wrong word for that. I can't, for some reason, I cannot get this machine to work properly through the cable.
Scott, have you tried?
Well, that could be related.
Well, maybe the machine.
Yeah.
They have nothing to do with
The wireless wireless runs on an Ethernet-type TCP connection, and if the Ethernet LAN card won't work when you connect it to the cable modem either, that they could be related to each other.
He could also, in the router, though, try changing channels, depending on what's in his area. Like with us being in the shadow of Pinnacle Hill.
The shadow of Pinnacle Hill.
And I've got Brayton's Towers right across the street from me. I had to pick different channels to try to get my wireless, and I was only going 30 feet down a hallway. I could sit in my family room, see the hub,
And
not be able to connect. I had to play around changing the channels on the hub to finally get the network card in the laptop to talk to it.
Yep.
So try playing around with that, too.
Part of the wireless specification is to slow down your transmission speed to get a better
connection. Signal is more important than speed in wireless.
All right.
So it will slow down your connection if it gets a bad signal.
Yeah.
And depending on what's going to go through in the house, too.
Yep. It may well be something in your area that's broadcasting. Could be something in your house. Could be a short or a loose wire or something in some device.
Or just plumbing and everything else going to the wall.
A microwave oven on the other side of your wall.
Right.
Could be the neighbor in an apartment building.
Especially in some of these older homes, though, they've got the cold air returns, which are sheet metal, going up through the walls. Well, that acts like a ferret cage.
Faraday cage. Not a ferret cage. It could be a ferret cage. You
could have
stick a ferret in there.
Sure. Have your ferrets?
No, I haven't had ferrets since I moved out of town or the condo.
See, it was an infestation. But I would try that, Scott. Check your documentation on your wireless router. The Linksys can let you set the channel.
Yeah.
You can change it.
And, of course, you have to set it for the card as
well. No, the card will automatically, when it goes
depends if it's on ad hoc or infrastructure.
Right.
Infrastructure is what you want.
Yeah, if you set it manually or if you just say find.
Right. So check both of those to make sure they're set up right. Try different channels, and that may give you the answer.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okie doke, thanks. Mm-hmm. Our next caller, we're going to stay in Webster, but we're going to go to Leo now. Leo, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Peachy, how are you?
Well, once my computer works, I'll be great.
Okay. We'll see what we can do to help you.
Okay. I got a Windows 98 second edition. I think I know what the root cause of the problem was, so I'll jump to that. This week I got a message saying it was from Microsoft that there was an update for the toolbar.
Yeah.
So I clicked it, fine.
No. Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, since then I've persistently gotten a message, application error, mentions stoolbar.dll.
Here's the deal. Microsoft never sends out updates over email. Never click on one of those. The other part of the deal is you now have spyware on your system. You have to do what we've said to other people to do. Go to our website, download Adaware, download Spybot S&D, download Stinger. Run Stinger first, then Adaware or Spybot S&D, and clean off your system. I'm sorry, we are out of time. I apologize to everybody we didn't get to. Thanks to everybody we did get to. We will be back here next Saturday in one form or another at 12:20
p.m. Minus Rob Litton, who is graduating from college.
St. John Fisher College.
So all you
anybody
folks
with
out
a camera,
there,
be there and
get
send
the
us
photos
pictures.
And send us the photos. We want
we
the photos.
We need photos. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, and Rob, about to graduate, Linton, for all of the wonderful things that were done here today. We will be back here next Saturday in one form or another at 12:20 p.m. sans Linton. And I'm Nick Francesco. This is Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM.
Home. It can be down a country lane or in a high-rise in the city. Surround yourself with your favorite things. Books, music, friends. Why not add Starbucks coffee to that list? Because the rich, distinctive taste of Starbucks coffee can be found in the grocery store. So bring it home. Brew a cup of one of our remarkable coffees. Let its rich aroma surround you and be glad you're home. Starbucks coffee at your grocery store.
Where will you be the next time your allergy strikes? Inside? Outside? In your car? Now you can take non-drowsy allergy medicine right when you need it. Announcing Quick Dissolving Allivert. It starts dissolving the instant it touches your tongue, without water. Allivert is prescription-strength, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief. Even Claritin can't beat. New Quick Dissolving Allivert. Allergy medicine right when you need it, wherever you are. Use as directed.
More than ever, you need the news leader. 50,000-watt 1180 WHAM Rochester. A clear channel radio station.
The place to be for the 85th PGA Championship. Oak Hill Country Club. Past champion Tiger Woods and 155 of the world's greatest players will be there. Tickets are on sale now. From $25 to $340, the 85th PGA Championship in Oak Hill, August 11th through the 17th. Call 800-PGA-8258 or visit PGA2003.com.
Only a savage nation can survive.
I know what America is, and I know its greatness. And I know who's ruined it. And I know what must be done to save this country.
Savage.
If you had listened to me, there wouldn't have been 911. I saw it coming. I try to warn America. I'm the Paul Revere of my times. And I don't give a damn who you think you are, how smart you think you are. I'm smarter than you are, and the people know it. They know you're full of crap, most of you liberals.
Michael Savage. Weeknights 8 till 11 on News Radio 1180. WHAM.
CBS News, I'm Dave.